Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, Ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, ladies, have you been putting on live events and not quite sure how to transition to online? Does that seem a little scary for you? It's a completely different world, but it can be so beneficial at this time. Or maybe you have it in your heart to share that message with the world and haven't done a live event, but this is the perfect time to do an online event. Well, I've got to tell you, we've got a great guest here tonight. Connie Zeller is going to help us. She is an event producer, an amazing event producer, and I'm going to have her explain who she is and what she does.
Thanks so much for having me, Elise. I am so honored to be with you and with your Ladypreneurs. This is a great opportunity. As Elise said, you know, if you are somebody who really feels that you have a message to share, I have so many people say to me, I want to be a speaker. I have an amazing, I've had an incredible gift given to me, and I feel I need to share it, and I need to tell this story, and I need to get out and share it with others. And I'm never going to be the one to say, you're crazy. I mean, look at people who do this and they make good money at it. But I am going to tell you, it is a process and it does take a while. But I also want you to know, don't give up on that vision. I mean, that's your dream. If, you know, I mean, I can be a dream killer in different ways, but I'm not going to say that your dream isn't important. I'm not going to say that you aren't driven by something that's stronger than yourself that's telling you you need to share your message. So definitely share your message. But what I'm seeing, and this is just crazy because, you know, since we've had to transition, I produce events and I love events. I love being with people. I love visiting with people. I love hearing what's happening at the event. And I've done events that have been educational and I've done events that have been entertaining and all in between. And I love a well-run, well-organized event. And we're not able to do that. Or, you know, in some regards, we're able to do it so small. It's not the same. And it's just, the experience is different. I'm going to tell you right now is your time to really get out in front of your audience. There's a couple of reasons why. Okay, it's going to be cheaper than doing it live in front of an audience. A lot of times people, they know it's expensive. Hotel. Food minimums, butts in seats. You know, those are things that that everybody wants to have a really great, successful event. But I know so many people who have gone into serious debt because they held their first event. They didn't have somebody help them understand the contracts for the hotel, the food and beverage, all of those things, and they came away and, you know, sometimes they don't have the audience built up that they really think they do. I mean, we know how it goes. Everybody says they're going to be there. And until they're there or until they've purchased a ticket, they're not there. And it's really rough and it can be devastating. Now, I always tell people, even if there's nobody at your event, just go with it because it's going to give you a great opportunity to work out any bugs. But the other thing right now, because you don't have to get a hotel room, because you can do it virtually, you have so much more opportunity. You can do it pretty much any time during the day. Your reach can be international. You know, you're not stuck to people who can drive to the hotel or people who live, you know, in a certain geographic area or are willing to travel. A lot of people did not like traveling for events, and now those people are thrilled because they have an opportunity to attend the event and not travel, especially if they have travel restrictions. The other thing I hear a lot with people from live events, and this is from experience, people, if they have health or dietary restrictions, sometimes it's just too much to travel. They have to plan 4 days. I can't tell you how many people, when I did corporate events, you know, we would always say, do you have dietary restrictions? We would get the list of, you know, all of the dietary restrictions. And invariably, there would still be something that was missed. Somebody who said, I need to have gluten-free, or somebody who said, I need to, you know, have no dairy. And we would do our best and work with the hotel. And then we would worry. It's like, oh no, did they get something that's going to make them sick? You know, as an event producer, I don't want attendees sick because we couldn't help them be, you know, have the food they needed. And I've also seen people take their own food because they were so nervous and they didn't want to take a chance, which I don't blame them. I understand that. You know what? People are getting lunch out of their own kitchen. They know what they can eat. And you give them a little break and they come back and you don't have to worry. And you didn't have to feed them. You just gave them a break. But there are a couple of things. And I really want to give you some tips that I always say, like I said earlier, I love a well-organized, well-run event. But there are some things you do need to know as you're transitioning from live. You've practiced, you know how to stand on the stage, you know how to, you know, enunciate and emote, and you know, you've got all that down. And now you're in front of the computer and it's weird and you don't like looking at yourself and you can't see everybody and you just don't, you know, it's different. Yeah. But I'm telling you, you've really got to just put in a few little tips that's really going to make a difference. One of those tips is have somebody help you out with your meeting. And what I mean by that is, so as I'm talking to you today and Elise is here, if we had a large audience, I would be encouraging people to send in questions. But, you know, the one thing I would not be doing is this. Oh, what's that question? Oh, what's that question? I love the chat feature. Chat feature, because if it gets going, there is some great dialogue. There's great networking. That's an element that you have at a live event. It's different, don't get me wrong. But the speaker still needs to be engaged with the presentation. But if you have somebody there who's going to help you with that chat feature, and just watch it, it's going to increase the engagement for your attendees. Trust me, I've seen that, and that's so easy. So that is really for me. If I'm seeing somebody's event and they're doing that, I usually will reach out to them saying, the next time you do an event, let's talk. The other thing that you can do that is really quite easy, you can put music into your event. Now, just like you do for a live event, there's usually some great song that gets you all excited and you're ready. And, you know, you can still do that through virtual platforms. And depending on where you're at, and I'm just going to take this at, you're just getting your feet wet doing virtual events. I'm not going to say that you've already made that huge commitment for all of this AV and DJ, because that can still go into a virtual event and it can go really well. But even just doing it on your own, I mean, you can just pipe it in through and it still welcomes people, and it doesn't have to be loud, or it can be. And the other reason that this is great is if you're at a retreat, if you're running a retreat and you have time that you want meditation, you want some soft journaling music, and you're thinking, how do I get this in? You don't have to hold your phone up to the speaker. You can pipe it through, and it's easy to do. Now, this is also where you're going to have maybe your helper, which again is okay, but that's still somebody that's what they're going to do to help you. And then also keep track of the time. You still, just like with a live event, a virtual event, you still want to honor people's time. Now, more than ever, there's more distractions. I mean, if you're watching this from home, just think the doorbell, the dogs, the kids, any number of things. You know, during July in Utah, fireworks all month long, you know, there can be any distraction. And so as the presenter, as the speaker, you really do want to be respectful of time. Make sure you start on time. Make sure you honor breaks. And people do need to have breaks now. Before, they could just maybe get up and leave when they wanted to. They can do it now, don't get me wrong. But still plan those breaks, because people say, oh, I can talk all day. Well, yeah, but people are still sitting all day. They can't do it. And so definitely give them a break, you know, and that's play some music and you can walk away yourself. Because really, even though as a speaker, you're probably excited, you've got adrenaline, you're thinking, I'm not going to eat, but definitely hydrate. Drink some water. You know, maybe have your little bit of electrolytes going, because you probably didn't eat any breakfast and maybe you're just going crazy with coffee and no water. So just take a little time and take care of yourself, because then you're still going to serve your audience very well. And, you know, those are just a few of the things, but really keep in mind, there is no barrier to virtual events. And this is where you can build your audience. You can grow them so that when we are all together again, you have raving fans. You have fans who will travel to see you, because now you've built a community and they can hardly wait to be together. I mean, why would you not take this opportunity now? The other thing is, right now, because everybody's trying something new. I mean, if you'd have told me 6 months ago I was going to start to do virtual events, I would have said, no way. I don't even want to do them. And I have clients who completely canceled their events. I have other clients who were so smart. They said, I can't let down the people that I promised to serve. And we're going to figure it out. And we did. And they have raving fans. I can hardly wait. I mean, and I know I'm going to continue to work with these people, because I want to get together and see these people in real life when we get to. But that's the community you have the chance to build. And also, because we're in a weird spot, you can screw up a lot. You can have a virtual event that is horrible, but you can learn from it. You can record it. It's going to be painful to watch. I know. I've done the same thing. I've recently started doing workshops and webinars. I never would have done my own workshops and webinars, but I've had people come to me saying, I just want to know these things. How can I get them? I'm like, oh, here, just, you know, you can download this. This is great. But the first two were painful for me to watch, and they were really difficult because I wasn't being myself. I had my script and I knew what I needed to say and I knew what I need. I was just like, why did I do that? I already know what I need to teach people. I just need to remember to hit the high points. So do it yourself. You're going to have some DIY fails. But you don't want that to be your signature. You don't want that to be your brand. You really do want it to be professional. But you know what? If you're doing it right now, you're going to get it out of your system. So then in a couple months, as you're growing your audience still, they're going to look and when they see your event, they're not going to realize that you ever would have had a horrible event, because you've overcome that. So there are some really simple things you can do.
Love it. Thank you so much, Connie. And,
You're welcome,
we were talking about this before we got on here today, is that that concept of growing your audience before we get to do those in-person events is the law of the harvest, right? It's that concept of really sowing those seeds so that you can have a plentiful harvest at the time of harvest time. And you get to have those sprouts come up and all of that along the way. So you never know what's going to come out of doing online events. And in fact, we even get to record the online events and then can sell those later on too. So it's a way to make more money and serve more people. So I love it. You are just absolutely amazing. And tell us a little bit more about where people can find you and how they can work with you and anything else you want us to know about you.
Oh, please reach out to me because, you know, as you can tell, I love to help people. I am so excited. I have a few ways that we can get together. You can go to my website, czellerevents.com. I have a calendar. You can just set up an appointment with me, or you can send me a message either through Facebook, through C. Zeller Events. You can just message me directly, or Connie Zeller. I get both of those. Or Instagram. I have C. Zeller Events, and you can send me a DM there. So those are the three easiest ways. I do also have LinkedIn, and every now and again, I will have somebody reach out through LinkedIn. And, you know, I would just love to help you, you know, talk about, if you had a live event, what made it so unique? Because you can still take, you can't take everything. If dancing and high fives and hugs were your thing, there's another way to get around it. But, you know, if you had just something even that was really signature to you, you can do that virtually, and I can help you find out really what is your strength. And then also, like I said, I'm doing some workshops and webinars. If you're interested and you know, you're saying I'm busy, but I want to check it out later. Absolutely. Right now, I just put together, it's more of a starting base for starting virtual events and what you need to know and to go forward. And as I move along, I will be bringing in other elements of virtual events. I have friends who do AV and how they've helped just a few little tweaks change an experience and seriously made me look much more professional. Again, like I said, I haven't always been just so perfect. And so going forward, I still want people to know they can do it. But if they need help, there's help. So reach out to me.
Love it. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And if you want more amazing tips from Connie, make sure you come join us on Faithful Ladypreneurs Facebook group, because the week that this airs, she will be doing a live video talking more about amazing tips on how to grow your audience through online events. So thank you for watching. Connie, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Elise. This was a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have a voice of self-doubt in our heads, that jealous inner dream stealer. Tune in every week as Elise Smith coaches listeners on how to overpower doubt by building belief in who you are and what you want to achieve. Let go of that dream stealer telling you no and dive into expansive potential. It's not just you. Your business needs divine inspiration and action too. Join in next week as we dig deep into what drives us to pursue success while empowering your mindset and setting strategies that work for who you are and your uniquely busy life. Experience the power of divine inspiration and practical guidance from a faith-based business coach. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.